This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, where we indict leftism every single day. You should come in, tune in tomorrow, where we will be indicting more leftists. Dun, 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 dun. You care to guess who? Oh, my goodness. Mueller, whatever his name is, special prosecutor, appointed back in the day. Built a whole team around all the Hillary Clinton lovers of and donors to Hillary Clinton, people that support Hillary Clinton, and everybody was concerned. Kevin, what's going to happen if Donald Trump, you know, he's got Mueller stacking a deck. If you're an innocent man, you ain't worried about that, especially if you're an innocent man and you're the president. You can get to the bottom of a lot of stuff when you're president. If you're just a regular run-of-the-mill billionaire businessman, maybe not. But as president, you can get to the truth. Yeah, the truth is even more bigger than the truth. For those of you who don't know what the truth is, T-R-O-O-F, look it up. So Donald Trump was never worried. Why worry? Let them stack the deck and then let them go and do what they do. Donald Trump said, look, go find whoever you want to look for. Remember, where are people close to the Donald Trump campaign? Donald Trump says, if there are, go get them. So what did Mueller do? Mueller goes and he gets Manafort. And everybody's, oh, look at him, he's part of the Trump campaign. Oh, wait a minute, hold on a second. He's not part of the Trump campaign. He's part of Clinton's team. Oh, my goodness. The shock of the media to find out that Manafort worked hand-in-hand with the Podesta brothers to help broker the illegal deal, the crooked deal. Yet Hillary Clinton and Bill and the State Department negotiated, they got Bill a $500,000 speech. By the way, why doesn't Bill Clinton speak for in Russia anywhere else? Why did he speak one time in Russia during a critical period where they were trying to get this Uranium One deal brokered? Yeah, and they were building that fake dossier with Fusion GPS. All of this was an elaborate cabal put together by the left. And when it came to be, I'm going to brag again. I told you guys, it doesn't matter what they do. Donald Trump's slicker than they ever think. Everybody's writing to me, Kevin, I can't believe Trump's going to let them put that guy in charge and he's going to pick all these people that love Hillary Clinton. He's saying they will have no excuse when it's all said and done. They will have nothing. Imagine you've got all the people that you want to go against Donald Trump and you can't find one, what was the word, scintilla? Smidgen. One smidgen of evidence against him, and suddenly it starts pointing back at you. And Trump is slick, because I don't know if he did it by design, but Manafort was on his campaign for a minute, then he was off. They came after Manafort. Oh, look at him. He's a terrible person. Look at him. He's working with the Russians and the Ukrainians. And then suddenly they figure out, wait a minute, he's closer to Clinton. And oops, the timeline for all of this was during when? When the Clintons were building the foundation, Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, and they brokered this deal, and Manafort did it. So he's the tip of the iceberg. But all these leftists are like, we're going to get that Donald Trump. No, you're not. You're going to get Hillary Clinton. Let me tell you guys something right now. I know a lot of people are going, Kevin, you've been talking about this thing. Let me tell you, I'm going to make you a big prediction on my show. Hillary Clinton will be indicted over this, and many others. You've been telling me, oh, Kevin, Hillary Clinton, she's like Teflon. The Clintons are Teflon. They've been getting away with stuff. Hey, you know what? They said the same thing about Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein was 30 years doing what he did to women, and nothing happened. It was like Harvey was untouchable. As what's-her-face said, he's God. What's her name? Streep? Meryl Streep? Harvey's God. Yeah. Well, their God got brought down. And you know why he got brought down? Mysteriously, it's during the era of Trump. You know who else is getting brought down? Black leftists. Thugleets. You know who else is getting brought down? Those who would dare talk against the military. Those who would talk against capitalism. Those who would go against the conservative values that this nation was built on. They're all getting their butts kicked, and you want me to get... You go, Kevin, how are you so confident Hillary Clinton's going to get her butt kicked? Because everybody else is. What makes her any different? She's got no protection. Hillary Clinton, there are signs all around you. I'm going to talk about some of them here in a minute. Signs all around you that prove to you that Hillary Clinton's going down. Don't fool yourself for one second. She's going down, and a host of other people are going with her. And Donald Trump is saying, go for it, Manafort. I mean, Mueller. And what's funny is they're like, he better not fire him. They want him fired. They want him fired. Donald Trump's like, why would I fire him? I know where this investigation goes. Maybe, just maybe, he pointed him in that direction. See, the left likes to think that they're the smartest people in the room. They believe that they've been orchestrating everything, putting things in plain sight. Maybe Donald Trump's a little shrewder than they think. I'll be honest with you. I don't know. But I have to admit, I'm intrigued by Trump. I'm not a billionaire. I'm nowhere close. I don't know if I'm even a thousandaire. But I do know strategy. And I've worked with these guys like Trump. And they don't get to where they get without thinking very different than the average person. I think Trump's outthinking these guys. He's two chess moves ahead of them every single time. And don't be surprised if you find out that Trump brought Manafort on and it was pointed, he knew it would point back at the Clintons. I don't know, I can't say. Or it could just be a big stroke of luck. And as the old saying goes, it's always better to be lucky than good. But I'm watching this and I'm thinking to myself, what an amazing time we live in. And you know what else? We continue in this cadaver dog mode, this loser mode, by saying, I don't think anything's going to happen. I do. Clinton goes to prison. She's getting indicted. Her husband... and many others, whether they show leniency or whatever, I don't know. But I'll tell you what else is going to happen. The Democrat Party, the DNC, Barack Obama, and a host of other people are going to be exposed for the frauds that they are. And this includes Harvey Weinstein in Hollywood. And it's going to happen because we will it to happen. It is what deserves to happen. We've watched them run over us long enough.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, it's Kevin Jackson, and I'm going to Disney World. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm going to Disney World when I get the news that Hillary Clinton has gotten indicted. And I'm going to remember where I was when that happened. Will you remember where you were when Hillary Clinton gets her papers that say, you need to turn yourself in? Hillary, you need to return from wherever you are, and you need to drag them big old buttocks down here, because we are about to put you in jail. You're getting indicted. And, oh, by the way, bring the family. Woo! Yeah, KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. Will you remember where you were when Hillary Clinton gets indicted? When you hear over the radio,
breaking news to tell you that Hillary Clinton is crying in her milk.
Hillary Clinton has been indicted. And it's her friend, Robert Mueller, that has to do it. Boy, would that be fitting for the mafia? You know what they say in the mafia? They say, it isn't going to be some stranger that kills you. It'll be your own friend. Talked about this the other day. Michael had Fredo killed. You know? That's the way the mafia works. You gonna remember where you are when Barack Obama, where you were in the moment when Barack Obama gets indicted? Will you remember that? What about Susan Rice? What about Eric Holder? What about Loretta Lynch? What about when they rescind all of those deals, those immunity deals that were given to Hillary's attorneys and other subordinates who didn't turn over any state's evidence? What's going to happen when Sessions goes to them and says, your deals are gone. You can either talk now and try to save your butts or you're going down. What's going to happen then? Are you going to remember, were you going to Disney World with me? When will the left folks finally admit that they're wrong? When do we finally get that redemption? Ask yourself that. It's coming. You're looking at me, y'all looking at your radio going, Kevin, man, that would be so nice. I know it's a lot. Y'all out there going, man, with Kevin, from your lips to God's ears, please make it happen. Jeez, how is that ever going to happen? I don't know. You're doubting yourselves. I was having a conversation with one of my writers and friends, Miranda. And she's like, Kevin, I just don't think they're going to get indicted. I go, yeah, good for you. You just will it, and it won't happen. You know why the Clintons haven't been indicted? Because we've all been convinced they're above the law. We've watched it happen. We've seen how it's been orchestrated. We watched Comey give us all that, you know, Hillary Clinton did this. She did this wrong. She did this wrong. She shouldn't have done that. She shouldn't have done that. But I can't find it within my heart, within my ability as a prosecutor to find intent. Said no prosecutor ever when it came to national secrets. So she got out, and you were like, little, you know, disappointed. Oh, yet again, we lose. We lose. We're such losers. I don't know how to be a loser. If you were my kids, I'd be looking at you going, you need to give up your last name. Because we don't know how to be losers in the Jackson family. We can win, and we are going to win. You're in a whole different time, a whole different era. Your day has come. You've got a champion. Trump doesn't even have to go. He doesn't have to sick the Justice Department on Hillary Clinton. That'll happen all organically. What you need is somebody that they can't run to provide cover, to issue FISA warrants over nonsensical Russian connections. They have that no more. Oh, Barack Obama, he's going to be so powerful when he gets out of office. Doing what? Barack Obama's going to have all his hands. He's next. He's going to jail. There's all kinds of signs out there, folks, that are telling you this. They threw a party for Hillary Clinton. Are you aware of this? Her birthday party. Yeah, Hillary had a birthday party. And they threw a party for her. They called it the former presidential candidate birthday party. Because they're trying to be all jovial. Hillary, ooh, she's just a carefree girl now. Yeah, having fun. Podesta was there. Sidney Blumenthal. All her friends were there. Let me tell you what that party was. That party was a ruse. It was a cover. It's like the mafia. They would throw a gathering and say, yes, hey, it's little Joey's birthday. We're going to have a birthday party on, you know, Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. You know, at a place where communication was very difficult, right? So they bring everybody out, all the women dress up in their pretty clothes, the little kids dress up in their little suits and what have, and then they all meet. And while the wives and the kids are having their get-together, the boys go in the back, and they have a mafioso meeting where they carve up the different boroughs of New York or whatever, right? The five families. So that's what they do. They cover it up. So they have a party for Hillary Clinton that's got all her closest friends, who all, by the way, are going to go to prison together. And let me tell you what happened at this party. They sidebarred, they met, and they compared notes and said, we're in trouble. We need a party to make it look like we're festive, when in fact they're scared to death. The Democrats want you to believe they threw a party. They did not. They threw a gathering so they could get their story straight and try to figure out how they're going to get out of this. And let me tell you right now, for those of you thinking negatively, they aren't getting out of it. It's not going to happen. And it's going to be their own person, Mueller, that brings them down. Mueller can do his first parlor trick by giving us Manafort. I mean, I've compared that to, you know, giving up a low-level drug dealer. He's giving up a crackhead on the street, a dude that sells enough crack so he can, you know, do his habit. And then they go, "Ooh, we've made a dent in the war on drugs." They haven't made a dent in anything. Manafort is nothing. He's a nobody in all of this. The real connection is with the Podestas and Bill and Hillary Clinton and Obama finding out where that $145 million in the Clinton Foundation went. And what's the connection to Barack Obama? Because he got more than just the satisfaction of selling America down the river. He's a money guy, too. Don't believe him. So I laugh at the idea that, you know, we're talking about Manafort and all this. We should be talking about the Clintons and how they're going to go to prison. And let me give you another little story that I was talking about that helps put all this together. Hollywood. See, Hollywood would be providing cover for Hillary right now. They'd all be out talking about her. "She's amazing. Blah, blah, blah." But they got a scandal of their own they're dealing with called Harvey Weinstein. So they can provide no cover for Hillary Clinton. And it's far worse. Because not only do they not have credibility any longer when it comes to telling us how to think, what they can do is they can pile on. Did you hear Morgan Freeman's latest declaration? In order for America to survive, in order for people to believe in this government, Morgan Freeman said, Hillary Clinton needs to go to jail. Now I want you to think about, is that not enough of a sign for you? An accomplished black actor who's not known for being, I mean, he said a couple of controversial things, but most of the time he sides with leftism. And what's he say? Hillary Clinton needs to go to prison. How many more shoes are about to fall on her head, huh?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There are some stories that we report on that really get me sort of, I don't know, I get to another level when it comes to being somewhat pissed, okay? I know people don't like me and I use that word, but I don't care. It is what it is. It gets me pissed. And I saw a clip. It was sent to me by Miranda, one of my writers, and the girl who runs, she's a spokesperson for Tea Party Community. Hopefully you'll get to see a lot more of Amanda. She's an amazing young lady. But she sent me this video, and it was Gabrielle Union, an actress. And she's married to Dwayne Wade, who's a professional basketball player. And she's talking about her sons and racism. And I have to tell you, when I was coming up, I thought Gabrielle Union was one of the most beautiful women on the planet. I mean, she's stunning. She's beautiful. And then the more I've gotten to know her, I think to myself, what? How? It explains to me how black people have come to think. And as you hear this clip, I promise you, you're going to think about the NFL kneelers. But I want you to think deeper than that. I want you to think about there are young blacks that are being taught this nonsense. And you remember that Gabrielle Union is a multi-million dollar actress. Her husband is worth multiple millions of dollars. They're both high-profile black people, and this is the way she lives her life. So let's play that clip.
We live in Florida. It's an open carry state.
That's stand your ground.
It's a stand your ground state. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use another example that's actually not in the book. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it was a drive-by dunk challenge.
Yeah.
Where kids would, you know, drive by through the neighborhood, and anyone who had a basketball hoop,
yeah,
they would get out and dunk.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm looking at Snapchat and I see our boys are doing the dunk challenge. And I literally, my arm goes numb. I'm panicked. And so the second they got home, I was like, they can kill you and get away with it. Because mm-hmm. now you're trespassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't understand. Yeah. Like, you don't understand. Like, yeah. And they're privileged.
Yeah.
You know, they want to reap all the benefits of me and my husband's, you know, hard work.
Right.
And they want to be able to act the way their friends act.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talking back to authority. You know, a cop pulls you over. What did I do? I'm like, that's not,
yeah,
you'll die.
Not for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll die. It's different.
Yeah.
It is different.
We call them, you know, the black bombs, the black truth bombs,
yeah,
that you have to drop on your kids so they understand.
Yeah.
You know, in Chicago where we lived last year, if they couldn't easily be identified as our children,
yeah,
they were just dangerous black boys.
Yeah.
And their very presence to a lot of our neighbors felt threatening.
Yeah.
And that's all you have to say mm-hmm. to get away with killing black people.
It's hard when they're very young.
And it's
very difficult to stuff to have with a younger child.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that they, it's a hard issue to discuss with the younger kid because they feel targeted and they feel less than.
Well, what do you say? You know,
Your
very blackness by birth has been demonized and weaponized and is considered inherently threatening. Mm. and less than don't exist. What do you say? How do you raise your kid?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. If you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. Now, I put this in the same category as the professor who called math racist, who essentially said to young blacks, why are you learning this colonialization of math? And if that's not bad enough, another professor said science is racist, and she's coming up with this thing she's calling feminist science. Now, these are things that are self-evident. I mean, these are, gravity is gravity, right? The speed of light is the speed of light. These are things that are absolutely true. They're you can use them in formulas, and they will get your spaceship to the moon and back. But the left wants you not to believe them. They want you to believe that this science, this thing upon which the world has been built, is against black people, as if black people don't use it. Do they think Africa doesn't follow the rules of physics? This is how crazy the world's become. Now, I want to go back to what Gabrielle Union said. See, because The View, they put this nonsense out there. And did you hear the audience? Yeah, yay, you're so right. Oh, my gosh. And you white folks out there that buy into this nonsense, I want to just grab you all by the throat and shake you. If you're listening to that and you're buying that nonsense, shame on you. At the end, they say, how do you raise your kids? And the context is, how do you raise black kids in this cruel world? I have a suggestion. How about you raise them like human beings? How about you teach them right from wrong? Remember the story of the black kid who broke into a black lady's house in his neighborhood? Apparently he knew she had something. She put in a security system, comes home, confronts the young black college kid, ends up shooting him and killing him. Because she's got a carry weapon. Black woman shoots black kid. Not Gabrielle Union's version, where my kid could be killed by somebody white. Oh my gosh. What Gabrielle Union doesn't tell you, and I'll get to this more in a second, is if you were going to go do the dunk contest, where do you think you're most likely to be killed? In the suburbs, pulling up to somebody's house, jumping out with your basketball and doing a dunk shot, or in the hood, going up to somebody's house and doing it? You know the answer. Anyway, this kid gets shot and killed. His cousin and his sister say he wasn't doing anything wrong. All he was doing was trying to rob this woman so he could get money to pay for his clothes and his books. That's the logic. And for the record, I use that example. I could give you 50 examples of people saying things equally stupid. How do you raise your kids? You should raise your kids like everybody else raises their kids. I don't raise my kids black. I raise my kids right. That's the truth. People, I got asked this during Ferguson. Would your sons have gotten away? Yeah, my sons would have survived Ferguson. Officer Wilson wouldn't have killed my kids. They wouldn't have been disrespectful. They would have done what he asked so he could get home to safe to his family. They get it. Did you notice Gabrielle Union says, well, you know, my kids want to be disruptive to cops. Why are you pulling me over? Why would you raise your kids to be that way? Why wouldn't you raise your kids to cooperate with authority? Because what she's telling you is she's jaundiced. Authority means bad things to her. Ask if you believe for one second that authority has ever done anything to her or Dwayne Wade or any of her kids, and the answer would be no. She could even find you somebody in her immediate family that anybody's done anything bad to, other than pull them over for a traffic violation and give them a ticket. And do you know what Gabrielle Union will do? Give you lip. Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Pulling me over because I'm black. Yeah. Why? What? Got a nice car? Why? You know, stuff like that. Can you just, what, we don't, black people don't create traffic violations? We shouldn't be pulled over? I know my family does. I know every member of my family. I know how they drive. I know what they do. And they've all gotten tickets and deserve them, including me. how you raise your kids. Leftists create the very society that Gabrielle Union describes, but they accept none of the responsibility. The dunk activity. First of all, who does this? Who does the dunk activity and then go, oh, mama, we're going to go out and do the dunk contest thing. I would tell my kids, look, I don't care about this dunk contest. You want to do the dunk contest on our basket or in the neighborhood where people know you? Do it. You don't do this dunk contest in other people's property. You don't go onto somebody's property and start dunking a basketball. It makes no sense. Does Gabrielle Union even ask that question? No. Here's another question that didn't get asked. Hey, Gabrielle, do you think white kids could get shot if they were trespassing? No, Kevin, they ain't going to get shot. Oh, really? So if a white kid came to the hood and he started dunking basketball, let's just say he went to the park in Compton. You think he might get shot or something might happen to him? He doesn't even need the dunk contest to get hurt. And by the way, neither do black kids in that same park. But nobody challenged her. Oh, just for the record, Gabrielle, I'm curious. Did any black kid get shot in this dunk contest that went on anywhere in the country? Oh, no? Oh, so I get it. Black kids could have gotten shot, but they didn't. Oh, well, white kids could have gotten shot, but they didn't either, right? So we'll never know. What a tortured existence Gabrielle Union must have. What a life, right? She discusses how people don't immediately know who her kids are. Her kids. Because her kids are raised responsibly. They look different than the other kids. They dress better than the other kids. I'm talking about the other black kids. They don't know that my kids until they come up on them and they see their Rolexes. And then they know. Understand, this is an actress worth millions of dollars, married to a professional basketball player worth millions, and she's concerned about the potential for her kids to get shot. And if Union were truthful, she'd tell you that her kids are more likely to be killed visiting their family, their lesser family, than in any other activity that their lifestyle affords them.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Did he call you on your cell phone?
Mayor,
and you don't get deserve a right to know, Mayor.
Did you sell access to City Hall, Mr. Mayor? What's your price, Mr. Mayor? Did you sell access to City Hall?
Welcome back, everybody. That's a funny clip. I want to talk about Kevin Spacey in a second, but that was de Blasio, and he's running from the press who are asking him about a donor, a guy named Jonah Rechnitz. I think that's how they say his name. And this is a guy who said, I bought de Blasio for $100,000. And then he also talked about the policeman's fund or something, like their pension plan. He was wooing one of the guys who's over that, some brother, to put the money into his investment company. And so he was flying these guys around. He took them to Israel. He took them to, you know, Final Four basketball game. I mean, he spent a fortune on these guys, and he, you know, essentially whining, dining them. I mean, they show him jet set. He's buying these guys hookers. He's buying them presents. Jet set life. And they are loving it. He's got them on video. Access is what they wanted. And now, every one of them, it's a talking point. You should hear him. He's a complete fraud. Nothing that comes out of his mouth should be believed, is what de Blasio said, what the black dude is under fire said. And this is the guy now. He's been caught. Jonah Rechnitz or whatever. He's been caught. Rechnitz? Is that the way they say it? He's been caught. He's now turning state's evidence. He's testifying against these guys, saying, look, I got nothing to lose here. I'm telling you what happened. They're crooks. And they're all disavowing.
I probably don't even know the guy if you put him in a lineup.
And he goes, oh, yeah, I happen to have his number right here. And they asked de Blasio, can we have your phone records? And he pretended to be outraged.
That's outrageous. To imply that I have phone calls to Rechnitz on my phone.
And they go, well, just turn over your records. It's easy to do. But he won't.
He prefers to remain outraged.
So you know what the deal is, right? They got his records, of course. He's been calling the guy. Can Anonymous hack into there and get his records and show that he's been called? He called Jonah Rechnitz or whatever his name is. It's going to prove it. And, of course, they got a mayor's race in New York. So, finally, de Blasio comes out and he says, forcefully, you know, I did not have sexual relations with that guy, Jonah Resnick. No, that was Clinton, right? Or was that Wiener? Who was that said they didn't have sex with Jonah? You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying in my joking, right? This is a guy that's going to deny, because that's what he's been trained to do. He cannot tell you the truth. Too much skin in the game. So he's going to deny it. But we know the truth. He's crooked. All of them are crooked. All those guys, no matter what level they rise to, the reason why they're crooked, they come up in a system that rewards the evil. If you're a guy and you're over the police pension and you want to do it by the book and do it right and take care of the policemen and make sure that they are cared for properly and their money's invested well, man, they are going to drag you through the street like Bird, like those white supremacists did in Houston when they dragged that black dude down the road. That's what they will do to you. You can't play it by the book in politics unless you're a billionaire and you don't care. There you go. Anyway, interesting story. But I wanted to talk about Kevin Spacey. Kevin Spacey was accused of being a pedophile, hitting on a 14-year-old boy back in the day. And you'll know the actor. I didn't know him. I had to look at his face, and I recognized him. And the actor's 46. Spacey's 58, I believe. And he said, yeah, when I was 14 years old, this guy's like, you know, making passes at me. And Spacey says, you know, hey, I was doing a lot of drugs. I was drinking a lot. Maybe that was it. And, oh, by the way, I'm gay. Now, that's like the Harvey Weinstein secret that's not so secret of Hollywood. You may not know that, America, but everybody in Hollywood knows Kevin Spacey is gay. I remember when I found it out 2 decades ago and went, what? He gay? I can't believe it. Anyway, that was it. So every movie I've seen him in, I see him in House of Cards kissing on men, and they allude to his bisexuality in the show. If you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, he plays a bisexual in there. And I just, you know, when I saw it, I went, well, he's indulging the other side of his alter ego or whatever, because he's gay. Dude's been gay. He's not been gay. You don't rub him on your arm, unless you're gay. So we find this out, but that was his defense. I'm drunk and, oh, by the way, I should just come out and let you guys know I'm gay. And Melissa was saying to me, That's it. The roles he plays are Kevin Spacey. Quick story about him, then I'll finish up. One of my friends is a Secret Service. Spacey's good friends with the Clintons. Surprise. He wanted to go. He was at the White House. Wanted to see Bill Clinton. Tried to barge in past Secret Service, a friend of mine. My friend says, "Sir, you're going to have to wait." And pushes him back. Big guy. My friend's a big Secret Service guy. Kevin Spacey's like, "Do you know who I am?" And goes on to tell him how he could ruin his life and all that. And my friend says, "I know who you are." And he says, "And what I just told you is, you will not get in to see the president until he authorizes it. So step back." And stay. He said, Spacey leered at him like he could just kill him. Finally, Clinton brings him in. Who knows what they did? Probably had hookers in there, male hookers. And then Spacey leaves, and he's mad at my buddy. But here's my point of the whole thing about Spacey. He believes that's going to be enough to get him out of this deal. You know, that's all it's going to take is for him to say, "I'm gay." And he falls under the protective umbrella of what? The LGBTQ community? Is that the deal? Look, I don't know what he did to this boy. But what I will tell you is this, and they say that there's a lot more. It isn't just this one kid. And that's where I go back to his personality, this forceful personality that says, "You'll do what I tell you." And luckily, you know, the Secret Service friend of mine is like, "Whatever, chump," because he would have laid Spacey out. End of story. But I want you to take that personality and apply it into Hollywood, where you're a big deal. Even this guy that he supposedly made a pass at when the kid was 14 years old, which would have made Spacey 26. He said, you know, this is a guy, he never talked to him afterwards. And he says, but this is a guy who went on to have a lot of power in Hollywood. And I believe that he would have talked to other people that way. He goes, it was a forceful way in which he talked to me about, you know, whatever the proposition was. And I don't know, I think the kid said if it hadn't been for my parents or some good, you know, people around me, who knows? Wonder, we're going to find out more from Corey Feldman. Is this one of the people that molested Corey? I don't know. Don't know, don't really care. But all I'm saying is, there's more to this story. It's starting to leak out. They got another guy in Hollywood. Don't remember the name of the company. We'll cover it in more detail later on. But they finally outed him. Now, Spacey, to me, I've always thought of him as just an actor. But you got to keep in mind, he executive produces House of Cards. He and Robin Wright, she used to be Robin Wright Penn. But Robin Wright, thankfully, she dropped that, you know, 180-pound tick named Sean that used to hang off of her. But they executive produced the show. So they have a lot more clout than just actors anymore. I don't know. Again, I'm not trying to condemn Spacey. In fact, he's been one of my favorite actors. I've never known about his politics outside of my buddy telling me he's a big-time fan of Clinton. And then I learned, of course, he obviously is a big-time leftist. But it wasn't in your face. It wasn't. He's not proselytizing, sitting on corners and talking to people about stuff. Like Mark Ruffalo, for example. Everything that comes up, he's got to give you some, "Well, here's what's going on, and they're doing this, and they're doing that." You know, no. He's been behind the scenes. I haven't cared. When I learned that he was gay, it was like, who cares? He's a good actor. He's strangely good actor. One of the top 10 in my book. But it doesn't exonerate him. And when you, I want you to remember what I told you. Good friends of the Clinton. To the Clintons. That will come out at some point. The dominoes start to fall, folks. They're going to keep on falling.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.